This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you might want to pay attention today. You might want to pay attention to that, to the fact that you are under heavy attack. Your rights are being assailed on a daily basis by your representatives and the said President of the United States of America. Now, what I shared with you yesterday, again, pay attention. You would think that the way today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, are propping up Donald Trump and what he is really doing, that they are talking of someone else. Yet they're not. And this is why, again, it's so important to pay attention to what our representatives do rather than what it is that they say. Period. Matthew 7:16. Because, again, the man and the office are the same. I mean, when you look at what's going on today, folks, I seen some photoshopped pictures of the president on a boat out in the middle of water with one man attempting to rescue people. Folks, this is all photoshopped. I seen today the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, with pictures making out Donald Trump to be the savior of this country. Does this all sound familiar? I want to tell you about a guy, a man. His name is Jesus Christ. And he's the one that came in to save the world, not a president, not a representative, and not a vigilante in any sense of the word. It was he who died on Calvary for the sins of mankind. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the line of the tribe of Judah, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Period. Period. There's only one Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. But the political photo ops that are taking place across the country with the new presidents, again, helping with disaster relief, going into black communities and hugging and kissing folks and putting the people in this country back to sleep because everything's okay now. Prayers at the administration's table before session. And again, all these are available to see online. And there's everything good about what you see. But the problem is what you see and what is happening are two different stories. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Hey, folks, yesterday I had spent the time sharing with you that the Trump administration is asking Congress to renew a law giving intelligence agencies the authority to violate the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, to collect the communication of millions of Americans without a warrant. Did you hear what I said? I also wanted you to know that they're attempting to renew this because this is what came out of something called the Patriot Act, which not one individual, not one representative, had an opportunity to read it after September 11th. It was pushed through at 3:23, I believe, in the a.m., where not one representative had time to read the Unpatriot Act, friends, because it's an act of tyranny. It usurps the Constitution of the United States of America. Yesterday, I shared with you Sebastian Gorka telling you, America, another broken promise of the Trump administration. And what did he say? He said, regrettably, this is from the inside out. Regrettably, outside of yourself, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again, said Mr. Sebastian Gorka, have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. And then what I did is I took it a step further, and I showed you that nobody's paying attention to the Department of Homeland Security, which was established, friends, after September 11th, like that of Adolf Hitler after he attacked his own Reichstag. Then he established something called Fatherland Security. It took him 6 years, 6 to 8 years, to destroy the German Constitution. What have they been hard at work doing since September 11th, America? To destroy the United States Constitution by using every group, friends, that they can find to attack, to be used as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution, and they are hard at work today, are they not? Going back to the Department of Homeland Security, I shared with you how it's been stacked with Muslim Brotherhood ties. I shared with you, friends, that the Department of Homeland Security was busted over and over again, actually transporting illegals into the United States of America. Do you want to pay attention to that yet? But there's no time given to this, friends. Nope, eye off the ball. Let's take a picture of the president kissing little black kids. Let's take a picture of the president. Let's even Photoshop them. Let's make them up, and let's put the American people back to sleep. Then what I did is I took the time yesterday to share with you how the Department of Homeland Security, I want you to think about this, your government bureaucracies, unconstitutional though they are, your government bureaucracies have redefined terrorists as to who and what it is that you are in the way that you've been trained up as patriots in this country, as one nation under God. If you fall into any of those categories, they are attempting to redefine the definition as a terrorist to you, when in fact, the original definition for Oxford English Dictionary concerning the word terrorism is government by intimidation. And guess what's happening, friends? It's being played out. Well, guess what, America? Today, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Congress passes unconstitutional resolution attacking free speech. Trump is eager to sign it. Boy, there's a lot of positive press going on out there about the president. And there's a lot of negative, too, only to drive, through opposition, your support of the president that you think is all that in a bag of chips. You're not a principled people when you think that way, friends. Because regardless of who the representative is, they are still held accountable. They are to be tied down with the chains of the Constitution, said Thomas Jefferson. Listen to what the Sons of Liberty said. One of them, Patrick Henry. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. He said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel, regardless if you like them or not. Hey, folks, I disagree with the people that are closest to me in a lot of things. And I still live out what I am commanded to live out by the grace of God to please my Heavenly Father. Period. And that's what we, the people in this country, are to do concerning our government. Because, again, what you see is a reflection of who you are in this country, because we are the government. And keep in mind, they only do what you allow them to do. And they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And that's exactly what's happening today. Hey, America, Congress passes unconstitutional resolution attacking free speech. Why is Donald Trump so apt and eager to go ahead and sign away and attack your rights? Oh, and by the way, just to show you, there is no difference between the likes of a Hillary Clinton and a Donald Trump. With freedom of speech under heavy assault, Hillary Clinton says message of 1984 is to trust Big Brother. Man, they're both giving the same message. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back to Getting to the Sons of Liberty, giving you... Hey, folks, we're not drinking the Kool-Aid here. I just want to let you know we are not drinking the Kool-Aid here. Because what we're finding over and over and over again, especially within the last 15 years in this country, that the conservatives are no different. They're supposed to be the good guy. Today's conservatives, when I say they are yesterday's liberals, it's exactly what I mean. And what I mean by that is they are becoming just as lawless. The mystery of iniquity is at work hard in the on the globe today. Let me just tell you that. And it's all lies, period. What you see is not what you are getting at all. Before we get to this again, friends, I'm charged up on this. Because I'm tired of these people promising everything in the world, and then once they get there, they do exactly the opposite of what they said they'd do. It's exactly what's happening. And I tried to pre-warn people and forecast people to say, hey, hang on a second. The message that hang on a second, you need to look at what he's done and who he is and judge him by his character. Because, again, the man and the office are the same. There isn't two different lifestyles going on here, friends, but that is what's happening. But you are not to allow that to happen. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to let you know this too, friends, just to go line upon line, showing you how you are under attack today. Former Facebook executive said, listen, America, from someone that used to work there, Google and Facebook are surveillance states. They're using these outlets to surveil you. Remember again, Donald Trump said yesterday, we need major security. And he said, we need to get that wall built. Yep, and then I shared with you yesterday as to what's going on inside of the administration by another from inside of the circle, and you're not hearing about this, but from those that have been there, done that. And they're trying to warn the American people, wait a second, this isn't what's going on, friends. This is all a show. It's a facade. You're being lied to. I mean, you are under attack, and it's your First Amendment, friends. It is your First Amendment. Do you remember what George Washington said? He said, I'm live right now, friends. It's just coming to my aid right now, and I want to get the exact quote so I don't throw something out there that's not exactly what he said. You know how that works, right? If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. And you have, America, again, the responsible party. You, America, have tolerated the crimes of these politicians year after year after year. Even with the smoking gun in their hand, you still gave them a pass. You still gave them a pass. You know, it's funny because, speaking of which, this morning a live feed showed up with Trey Gowdy and concerning the crimes of James Comey covering for the likes of Hillary Clinton. And he's talking about the severity of the crime that the former head of the FBI committed. And isn't it interesting that conservatives of the day will rest that the fact, with the fact that Trey Gowdy just called it a crime, but are you paying attention to the fact that him, ISA, or Chaffetz aren't actually doing nothing to enforce the law against the crime? How is it that you rest easy without justice? How is it that you rest easy with crime running rampant within your representatives? Let me say this again. If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. You know, furthermore, when I was thinking about what I just told you with Trey Gowdy, isn't it interesting, Mr. It's going to be so easy, Donald Trump, isn't it interesting that he also talked about how he wanted to bring back the rule of law and that special prosecutor that I'm not going to let go? And isn't it interesting, there's the establishment media, the lying media, controlled, bought, and paid for by the CIA, setting the narrative and putting the microphone back up to Hillary Clinton's mouth as if to suggest she never did anything wrong. She never did anything wrong. With freedom of speech under heavy assault, Hillary Clinton says message of 1984 is trust Big Brother. They want you to look at these people as being the standard of representation in the United States of America. And they're criminals. And furthermore, America, you know they're criminals. You can get this news on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also jump over to my Twitter account for what it's worth. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. You know, some people say to me, Bradley, you just got done telling us about what Facebook is doing. You know, former Facebook executive, Google search, Google and Facebook. By the way, Twitter's a part of this too. They're surveillance states. You know, here's the bottom line, America. I don't have anything to hide. If they're going to surveil me illegally, you know what? They're the ones that have something to hide. And the bottom line is if that's what they're going to do illegally, they're going to be the ones that are going to have to go home and go to sleep with their conscience. I mean, can you imagine these guys that are surveilling us, America? Because they are. You know, they'd get to tell their wives or their boyfriends, America, so what'd you do today? Oh, I was just harassing Bradley Dean and his wife and his four boys. Yeah. Yeah, we were harassing him today. I mean, can you think of a worst individual? I mean, how would you have respect for somebody like that? Oh, yeah, I was just out there harassing a bunch of people that are, you know, doing their best to live for what those that died to give them, namely through their sacrifice, freedoms to live about and, you know, stand up for the same things that they fought and bled to die and died to give us. 2 Corinthians 5:15, first in the spiritual, then in the natural. You know, I'm just out there just lying and destroying and killing. I mean, that's what I do. Oop! Didn't realize that I was working for Satan. I mean, what kind of an individual could have a relationship with somebody like that, first and foremost? And secondly, America, let me ask you, how is it that you can stand back and allow them people to remain free? And the freedom that they have is a privilege that they have at first and foremost. It's through the blood of my family members, through the blood of your family members. You know, and I've said this so many times, and I want to say it again. You have been conditioned to believe, America, that it's okay for representatives to go ahead and trample the blood underfoot that gives them privilege to serve we the people in the first place. No longer do you have to look to a third world country folks, because now they're in office. And they're assaulting you and they're attacking you. And again, America, this is the voice they want to silence because they don't want you uncovering them. Because they don't have the support that they need to suppress the American people. And if that wasn't true, then why is it that you still have freedom today to do the right thing? If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is it? Because again, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I got a break coming up real quick. We'll take Tom from Baltimore on the other side of that. Please stick to the topic, Tom. I want to highlight one more article just to prove my point and further solidify what I'm trying to tell you, America. Someone wrote an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the many disturbing sex scandals of the Democratic Party. You know, I don't know who wrote that, but you know what? You need to think. You really do. Because if you think, again, if there's a difference between the left and the right in this country, if this is the best the right's got, that's all you can see is the left, you know the right's gone. Because the Republicans are just as bad, if not worse. They're compromised men and women. If they're not, hey folks, to prove the point, where are they being demonized? The only ones that are being demonized are the ones that are really standing up. Do you guys remember Michelle Bachmann? Everything she did, she was being demonized by the press that was afraid that you were going to figure out that she was right. And she was and is. You don't see that in government, friends. You see it's very rare. If you got the media going along to get along in this country, you're a part of the problem. You're not a part of the answer. You know, it's interesting. Jesus said, this is my commandment that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. He also said, if they're going to persecute me, they're going to persecute you too. Where's the persecution? There is none because they're not standing for anything. They don't understand the cross of Jesus Christ, which brings about the power of God unto salvation to those that do bear their cross. The many disturbing sex scandals of the Democratic Party. Really? And as if to suggest it's just the Democratic Party. And furthermore, if you go back again and go to the Constitution, is there a Democratic Party? Absolutely not. Is there a left? Absolutely not. I mean, any other names you want to just go ahead and take on America and start throwing them at people you don't agree with? Because if you're caught up into that game, you again are a part of the problem and not a part of the answer. We're going to take a quick break. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to take this phone call. Before I do that, Congress passes unconstitutional resolution attacking free speech. At the same time, Hillary Clinton's telling you to trust Big Brother. And here's the media establishment, friends, overlooking her crimes against we the people and all the dead people that are doing their best to expose this criminal for who she is and her family and their whole network, which will be disannulled in Jesus' name, like it or lump it. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down. We are. We got Tom calling from Baltimore. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Brett. I'll make it quick. Thanks for taking the call. By the way, honey, lemon, and tea, maybe a decent 12-year, at least 12 years age, scotch, a little bit, a couple teaspoons if it's a bedtime will help with that sore throat of yours. I know you're on fire today. Just be careful. I want you to keep your voice. We need you, right? Yeah. By the way, those pictures you mentioned of Trump, what was his boat rocking?
Well, no, there was just, you could see that they were made up and they were trying to make him out to be something you knew he wasn't doing. But they put him and transposed his head onto the body, and it made it look like he was out in the middle of, you know, the hurricane helping people. And you know what's sad about it, Tom? There's going to be people that are going to believe that.
Sure, sure. And, yeah. And you know what? I think you brought it up yesterday, or you probably bring it up many times. You just really cannot believe anything. Nullius in verba is an old Latin phrase for take no one's word for it. You can't believe anything that comes out of this government anymore. I don't know how people make these decisions where they say, well, I don't believe this, but I do believe that. You know, it's like a court of law. The judge will clearly tell people who are weighing the evidence, the jury, that if you catch a witness in a lie, you can disregard all the testimony, and it's wise to do that. I can tell you from many years in the courtroom, why should you believe a known liar. You shouldn't. It's simply done at your peril if you do. So, again, thank you for pointing out these very real truths. The boat rocking thing, you know, just real quick on that, I turned my old partner onto your show. He loves it at the opening, just like I do. And he looked at me one day when he first heard it. He said, you know, this is our kind of show because the way we are, we rock the boat so hard sometimes that we sink it. And that is true. And, you know, when you do that, again, there are risks involved, and we pay the price for doing that. But what else can you really do? I think that's where Trey Gowdy and these other folks are. They run into a lack of courage to fulfill their convictions that they had stated. That it's kind of called cowardice. You know, if you're not willing to go through all the way, then really what could argue? He had the opportunity and maybe would have been next FBI director, if you recall, but he came out right away. Nope, don't want that. Why? Because it's risky? Listen, we're here for a boy to deny. Why not do the right thing and leave on the hero's shield if that's the case? Why leave a coward?
Yeah. Well, you know, when Tom, you look at those that have made the ultimate sacrifice for what we have today, you know, the living veterans that went through the same things, those that didn't make it, you notice how when you talk to a real veteran, they never really want to talk about it. I mean, they want to tell you their story, but they don't want to tell you all the details of it because it's so painful. But it always comes to this at the end of the conversation or whatever the case might be, interview, whatever. When you're done talking to a veteran, a real one, he always says, and he always leaves the conversation by, the real ones are over there in France, and I'm talking about World War II. The ones that are 6 feet under the ground, those are the real heroes. Now, that's the ultimate price paid for what we have today. And the veterans today, many of them, when they've seen the sacrifice of their buddies that are over there 6 feet under the ground, are saying, you know what, it should have been me. It should have been me. And the American people I don't see very much of them holding this spirit or this heart anymore, because what it comes down to is a lack of gratitude. They allow what they allow in this country because they could care less. They say that they love their freedom, but they're not willing to fight for it. They would just as soon have someone else do it for them so they can walk on the backs of their sacrifice as well. And that's exactly what I see in this country today. And it sickens me to the core. It does.
I agree. And true patriots realize, and people who've actually, you know, been on the ground doing work with paramilitary organizations, fire departments, or the military, they know that hero is not something you earn and you keep. It's something that you did. It might have been a heroic act. You know, listen, we've got one hero. It's Jesus Christ, our Savior. And the rest of us, we can only hope to be up to the ability and the courage to do a heroic act. But we don't keep the title of hero like that Chicken Hawk and so many others. I'm talking about John McCain. Trump was right, and I don't think he even knew why he was right. He probably just said it off the cuff. He guesses things right, I think, a lot of times, but regardless, he is no hero. And by the way, there's talk about honoring or doing something for those who are missing in action. John McCain, of all people, who was a prisoner of war, he turned away the families back in the 90s who had clear evidence that there were still people in China that were prisoners of war. Our American soldiers were still over there, and that, I can't even say what I want to say on the radio, that guy, that coward, that Chicken Hawk, he turned his back, wouldn't even talk to the families. And let me just leave it at that. I know you've got more to say.
I'll call back next week about some other things. I remember what this reminds me of is when I was a kid. Do you remember seeing the movie Rambo when you were a kid? Everybody's seen it.
Yes, of course.
When you seen the movie.
I was a kid, but thanks for dating me there.
I was. And it's interesting.
Thank you very much for reminding me of your great youth and wisdom at such a young age, and my declining health and nearing having one foot or one leg, both of them, in the grave already.
Of course, I don't mean that. I'm just bringing it back to that because it depicted what you're talking about with John McCain to a T back then. It was a great storyline. And furthermore, with John McCain, don't forget about the fact that he didn't do it just to the families. He also did it to his own wife. You do know that. He divorced his. The guy is rotten to the core. The man is corrupt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. The man is a Judas incarnate, is what he is. And, but here again, you have 321 million people just tolerating it because of a lack of gratitude. Tom, I totally thank you for calling in, my friend, and great point. I want to go on here. Tom just hit on something, and I did earlier, but I want to hit on it now, because one of the things that Tom just brought up was the fact that, you know, what about the MIAs? Did you know that in World War I there was 3,350 MIAs, POWs? Did you know that in Korea there was 8,172? By the way, my grandpa was in World War I. World War II, there were 78,777 men that never came home. PODs, MIA, right? My uncles were in that war. Vietnam, my cousin got killed there. There was 2,260 soldiers that went MIA. Or POW. Persian Gulf, there was 41. Talking about the cross, let me share that with you really quick so I can at least make the point before the end of the show concerning what I started off the show with. The signers of our Declaration of Independence, 5 signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. By the way, the Department of Homeland Security is now calling anybody that believes the 13 colonies were right concerning the British back during the Revolutionary War, terrorists. Today, by the way, just so you know, King George III was calling those colonies and those that were resisting his tyranny across the pond, he called them terrorists. You're dealing with the same spirit 240 years later. Two of those that signed the Declaration of Independence, they had their homes ransacked and burned. And it's interesting to note when the king would send his soldiers to the slaughter, what they would do is they would go to those that were resisting tyranny and they would always go to their libraries and burn their libraries. And guess who's the number one uno when it came to an enemy of the state concerning the tyrannical rule of George III, King George III? Christians. And they were called the Black Robe Regiment. And you want to talk about some bad boys that trusted God? Amen. Hallelujah. The signers of our Declaration of Independence, two had lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another two had their sons captured. 9 of the 56 signers died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Morris and Livingston suffered similar fates. Your government is calling you terrorists to live for what they died for. And you know what? I don't care. That's their problem, not mine. That is their problem. America, you do know that there was 116,516 Americans that fought the World War, the first one, right? World War I. And you know that 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died magnifying the laws found in our Constitution during World War II that most people in this country don't even know. That's how thankful they are. Shame upon you. If you don't. In Korea, my dad was actually there. There was 36,516 Americans, and my dad was picking up body parts out of the water there. And again, Vietnam, my cousin was killed there. There was 58,151 Americans in Iraq and Afghanistan. That was only supposed to last for 6 months, by the way, attacking a country that had nothing to do with September 11th. But again, we didn't learn from history, right? And because we were told there was weapons of mass destruction that were never found, we're just going to go ahead and overlook the crimes of Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Bush, right? Yep. And that's exactly what the American people did because Bush said he was a Christian.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, folks, I think I need to convey to the American people, you do need to understand that you are dealing with an irrational people. I mean, for, you know, some of the headlines that we going that are going on over at sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, it's incredible. It's unthinkable. I mean, your government in this state, if they're not trying to disarm you, they're tearing down the laws to bring in the illegals to destroy you. And how did they do that? It all started, if you remember right, with the gay agenda. And I told you over 10 years ago what was going to come. And by the way, just because of the word and what it tells me, they use the homosexuals, and on the heels of the homosexuals, they use the Muslims. And it's exactly what they had to do, because once they had the approval of the people, either through omission, tolerance, or apathy, right? That's all you had to do, is sit back and now watch the enemy from overseas come in and do the exact same thing systematically, exactly what the homosexuals did. This is what I'm saying. The headline today, open transgender bathrooms, radical Charlotte mayor loses her primary. That's good news. But the point that she even got into that position in the first place, it should terrify you, friends. Because these people are blatantly defying God's word. They're at war with God, and it's a war that they're not going to win. But just think about this. Yesterday, there was an amendment to fight Trump's transgender ban introduced in Senate. This is all created. It's unconstitutional. There should be no fight. There's no debate. It's illegal, period. Common sense comes into play. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you are now dealing with the people that have left reason. You're dealing with the people now that have left all rationale. You're dealing with the very dangerous people. And you are seeing the face of your enemy on a daily basis by what they're attacking. And they're attacking constitutional law, which rests upon God's moral law, Mosaic Institution. Thomas Paine said, to argue with a person who has renounced the use of reasoning is like administering medicine to the dead. And it's interesting that I gave you a quote by none other than Patrick Henry earlier, where he said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty, he said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. He said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. This is why they're calling your forefathers terrorists. And the reason they're calling them terrorists is because they don't want you to learn from your forefathers as to how to deal with people that have left all rationale and left all reason. These people are dangerous, and it's not a game to them, America, just so you know. I got to get to this point, as promised, about the administration. Congress passes unconstitutional resolution attacking free speech, which, by the way, is null and void. It's null and void. But they're going to keep doing this, and they're going to keep brainwashing the next generation as to believe that this is true, like they have Kennedy's assassination, right? And they do it every year, man. They got it every generation. It keeps coming up. They got to brainwash the next generation. Well, the fact of the matter is we, the people, need to set the record straight. But what you need to know, going back to the first and second segment, Congress passes unconstitutional resolution attacking free speech as they're putting him up in the face of the American people as some heroic figure, America. Keep in mind, as Congress illegally just passed unconstitutional resolutions attacking free speech, Trump is eager to sign it. Now, if you look at his campaign promises, which ones has he fulfilled? When it comes to Obamacare, he just renamed it. He said he was going to get rid of it. When it came to Hillary Clinton, he said, instead of prosecution, he said, you owe her a major debt of gratitude. When it comes to terrorism, we're now finding out that it's completely gutted. Those people that were going to make America great again are systematically being removed, internally countered, or undermined in recent months. Hey, America, again, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And tell the American people, hold your representatives lawfully accountable. Nothing's going to change. And tell the American people, send the message that we are not going to tolerate crime from those that represent we the people. Nothing's going to change. And the only thing that's going to change is it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse. When I read the book of Jeremiah, and I see what the Lord was looking for. The Lord said, if I can find one man in Israel during that time to do the right thing and to execute righteousness and judgment, to enforce the laws against all crime, he said he would pardon it. He wouldn't judge that nation. You know what, America? I have yet to find anybody that holds that fire. I have yet to find anybody that's willing to take the Lord at his word. And I'm talking about lawfully. I'm not talking about revolution. I'm talking about reformation, just for the record. And this takes the whole lot of those that have continuously attacked our foundations. And I'm talking about going back to the 30s from the ACLU, going back to Planned Parenthood. That's from the 30s, friends. Look at this is look what this has transpired into being. 58 million kids dead because your government said it was okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. The Lord is looking for a people that will stand up and say, oh, no, you don't. The Lord is looking for a people that will dispossess rather than being dispossessed. That means to drive out previous occupants and possess in their place. We are in America. In America, you don't have to do anything but dig up the Constitution and set it on the Word of God and read that in order. The Word of God, the Constitution, and then the history of your forefathers and what it was and what it is that they did and who it is that they called upon to establish. This isn't going to be easy. But the fact of the matter is, America, you need, listen to me carefully, you enemies that record my show every day, America, you need to begin to resist. and not only resist, but demand justice concerning every facet. I don't care if it's in your community, in your backyard. I don't care if it's your local government. You need to begin to demand justice. And I'll tell you what, America, what needs to first happen is not only do we demand justice from our representatives and concerning the representatives, Article 4, Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 3, Article 3, Section 1, all of them, America. What we need to do is we need to take it to the media. And I know that right now there's a Class C action, I believe, class action lawsuit against CNN. Americans are getting sick and tired, and now you see Facebook, and now you see Google, and now you see Twitter working along with those that mean to suppress your freedom of speech. We see the likes of, again, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama attacking at will because Donald Trump is not doing what he said he was going to do concerning criminals. Hey, America, that's all he's got to do is enforce the law, and I'll tell you what, crime and criminals are going to scatter. And that's exactly what the Bible says. When the king sitteth on the throne of judgment, he scattereth evil. As long as they're not afraid to commit the crime, they're going to go ahead and do it again. But I'll tell you what, if your representative that promised to do what he was going to do is not doing it, then you know what? Remove him and find someone else that will. Because what we need in this country is we need what's going on in this country to stop. It's a continual warfare that is created, friends, to throw off law. And by the way, I was just at, I just met with somebody this morning and I walked by the TV and I seen that, of course, right on cue, they're CNN blowing up what's going on in Berkeley and Charlottesville. That's all bought and paid for. Hey, America, they want you to look at that and say, there's nothing we can do about it. It's all over with. Yeah, but what you're not seeing is how small the crowds are. And see what they do is, again, they take the pictures and someone creates the war. And that's exactly what they're doing. And instead of the law enforcement agents coming in and agencies coming in and enforcing the laws against those criminals that you might call Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whatever the case might be, they're all bought and paid for. One of the 200 organizations that are being funded by an illegal Nazi criminal named George Soros. It shows you not only is the president not doing his job, but it also shows you local enforcement. And by the way, I was a part of a protest where I had over 30 cops sit there and do nothing concerning those that were violating the law. Absolutely nothing. Once that law is enforced, America, which you are, when you say no more and hold their feet to the fire and enforce the law that Donald Trump is not enforcing, we're going to have a different country, and we're going to have a future and a hope for our children, because I'm tired of everybody spending so much time blowing up the criminals rather than magnifying the law against them criminals, and I know you are too. Hey, by the way, can I tell you, we have November coming up, December. It's always the hardest times in ministry. Please do not forgive us. I'm sorry, forgive us. Forget us. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and donate if you would. You know that I don't ask for support, but we are coming up to that, and I wanted to give you enough heads up to at least consider supporting this ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. See what we're doing on a daily basis. See what we've done over the last 23 years that I've been saved from sin and what I've been saved for by preaching the gospel, being a light in a dark place, and no compromise. Amen? Sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to donate or go to store. Please do consider supporting this ministry, folks. Again, this is the hardest time of the year coming up. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.